Take a picture, tell a story, Bob Gumpert. On the website, takeapicturetellastory.com, below the About section sits a quote. The quote reads, "I've always loved the interplay between words and photos. Together, they can be more than the sum of their parts," end quote. The quote assuredly comes from Robert Gumpert, the photographer and recorder, the man behind the idea for Take a Picture, Tell a Story. It has been 9 years since Gumpert has started his project in the jails of San Francisco. According to Pete Brook, the imagery alone would not have warranted inclusion in this exhibit. The high-contrast black-and-white photos are seemingly no different from other tired visions of reality behind bars. Those visions are always the photographer's, and never the prisoner's view of what life is like without freedom. In Brook's words, quote, "The audio recordings of the prisoner's stories are the heart of Take a Picture, Tell a Story, and they prove how much is missing from any isolated documentary photograph," end quote. Gumpert does not force the microphone upon each prisoner, but offers them an exchange. He will take a portrait of them, and in exchange for 4 prints, the prisoner will tell a story. They will also receive an audio copy of that story. Gumpert does not ask for them to speak on any particular topic. Crucially, he does not censor the stories as well. Each prisoner is seen and heard for what they are, not what we want them to be. I cannot help but making a connection between this series and Kristen Wilkins' series Supplication. Both involve a juxtaposition and an exchange. For Wilkins, the portrait is paired with a place that the prisoner missed, and the exchange is an image for an image. Supplication could justly be called Take a Picture, Take a Journey. For Gumpert, while the juxtaposition is made across mediums, the resultant diptych is no less powerful. The exchange is also complete, in that everything Gumpert receives from the interaction, the prisoners get as well. While we, the audience, get to hear their voice, so does the prisoner. And while much of prison, I assume, is structured to make a prisoner forget their own voice, Gumpert gives them a durable reminder, similar in power and worth to the forgotten landscape that Wilkins offers in exchange for her project. Both series, however, with their exchanges and empathetic juxtapositions, provide a humanity to a community that most of the time we convince ourselves have none. But how can we rehabilitate when we treat and see our prisoners as less than human? How are they supposed to believe themselves as anything different? What Gumpert and Wilkins succeed in is convincing the audience, and more importantly the inmates, that there are few differences between prisoner and civilian. And the fact that some are in there and we are out here does not make them any less human.